Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The Chester County District Attorney says a judge has increased the bail of the man arrested at the scene of this past weekend's mass shooting at Lincoln University after a shell casing found at the scene matched the gun he was found carrying. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
Chester County District Attorney Christopher D. Barrena-Sarobe says bail for Zacchaeus Morgan Thompson increased to $1 million.
I can now confirm that the Glock Model 28 38 caliber semi-automatic pistol that was found in the defendant's possession that night is a ballistics match to a 380 caliber fired cartridge casing found at the scene.
Morgan Thompson is charged with carrying a concealed firearm without a license. Police found that firearm concealed about his person after the mass shooting at Lincoln University Saturday night that left one dead and six wounded. However, the DA stressed Morgan Thompson is innocent until proven guilty, and investigators have not connected that bullet cartridge with any of the six wounded people or with the deceased victim, Juwan Jeffers. The DA says they are processing all the evidence they have gathered and that the investigation is active.
If you have a story to tell, if you saw something, we need you to come forward. To contact 1-800-CALL-FBI.
Classes are set to resume at Lincoln University on Wednesday morning. A 41-year-old Warrington man is charged with attempted murder, accused of shooting at another driver during a road rage incident in Newtown Monday night. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
A woman tells police she was headed east on the Newtown bypass near the Summit Square Shopping Center when she and several other cars moved into the left lane to pass a blue Honda Civic. She says she noticed a flash coming from that Civic and realized her passenger side window had a hole in it. She says she slowed down to get behind the Civic and called 911 while following the car for about a mile, and when it turned right onto Woodburn Road across from the Newtown Athletic Club. The woman says she followed the car as it made another right onto Swift Road into a neighborhood. She says that's when the driver, later identified as 41-year-old Christopher Corby, slammed on his brakes, got out of his car, walked towards her while firing multiple shots through her windshield. About a half an hour later, police saw the Honda Civic pull into a parking lot in Lower Makefield. They arrested Corby without incident and say he told them he dumped the gun and ammunition in trash cans in Newtown.
Corby is charged with attempted murder and aggravated assault. If you rely on SEPTA Regional Rail, you can expect those delays to last a while longer. With only 3 days until Friday's deadline, SEPTA says it's going to need more time to finish fire inspections on its regional rail cars. 98 cars, that's less than half the fleet, have been finished so far. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
SEPTA is getting about 8 Silverliner 4 rail cars inspected each day. SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says at that pace, the transit agency is not going to meet the deadline set by the Federal Railroad Administration.
To complete all 223 rail car inspections, we would need some additional time. So we're discussing that with the FRA now.
Of the cars that have been inspected, about 30 have been returned to service, but the others remain sidelined for various repairs. Bush says while some trains are now running three cars instead of two, overcrowded trains are still passing stations.
We're still seeing a significant number of pass-ups, maybe a few less than a couple weeks ago, but it's still a significant number.
Bush says SEPTA is still trying to secure rail cars from other transit agencies to ease the continuing crunch. Pennsylvania Senate Democrats are urging action to support food banks and meal service organizations as SNAP payments are due to be withheld as of November 1st during the federal government shutdown. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
2 million Pennsylvanians rely on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to feed their families, and the Trump administration is withholding nearly $366 million in monthly payments as the government shutdown continues. Senator Art Haywood.
It's hard to be in a more outrageous position than to be holding up the food for our neighbors.
Senate Democrats have unveiled the Pennsylvania Food and Hunger Relief Grant Program, which, if passed, will allocate $50 million from the state's rainy day fund's interest while not touching the principal, all to help food banks. Hunger in Pennsylvania has risen 44% over 2 years, and the network of nine food banks service 1.7 million people every year. Julie Bancroft, CEO of Feeding Pennsylvania, says on-site pantries are already seeing their daily numbers double.
During the press conference, Senator Haywood announced that Governor Shapiro has joined a multi-state lawsuit for the federal government to release the SNAP reserve funding to keep the program running. Police departments throughout the region are in the middle of an aggressive driving crackdown campaign. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, this comes as they work to keep pedestrians safe during Halloween.
The aggressive driving enforcement campaign started last week and runs until November 9th.
This collaborative initiative involves over 80 municipal police departments from Bucks, Chester, Delaware, Montgomery, and Philadelphia counties.
PennDOT's Chris Johnson says the campaign gets funds to local departments so they can beef up their staff and crack down on aggressive driving.
PennDOT crash data shows there were 1,644 aggressive driving crashes, resulting in 45 fatalities in our region in 2024.
Lower Merion Township Police Department Superintendent Andrew Block says the campaign comes at the perfect time with both daylight saving and Halloween on the horizon. So they're encouraging drivers to be vigilant and not reckless.
The safety of our children is paramount. Our safety and enforcement of aggressive drivers is a top priority, keeping our children safe that are trick-or-treating while walking in our communities.
Officials are also encouraging trick-or-treaters to do their part to stay safe by carrying flashlights and wearing reflective vests. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.